fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 31st day of May, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, let's see if there's any breaking headlines that have any consequence here. Well, Drudge is not reporting anything terribly important, I don't consider. This woman, Kim Kardashian, being in the Oval Office is anything of great significance. I don't. So let's go straight to the prepper tip of the day. If you don't have a supply of potassium iodide, that's I-O-D-I-D-E, you need to get a supply of potassium iodide tablets for you and your team. The purpose is to take, if you believe there's radiation in the air, in the water, you take these to be absorbed by your thyroid so that your thyroid will not absorb the radiation. Your body is tricked when radiation is coming into it into believing it's something that needs to be in your thyroid. So taking the potassium iodide first acts as a blocking mechanism to protect the thyroid. It's not protection against severe radiation poisoning, no, but for small exposures, the first place the radiation goes to is your thyroid. There is an Amazon product of potassium iodide tablets for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Just scroll down the right side and you'll see it there. We'll talk about the time of year we are and something about being safe. And this has to do with something that I would say maybe 1, possibly 2 out of 100 American adults has a clue what I'm about to talk about. And this is from my informal, non-scientific polling of asking people that I run into. That would be the ultraviolet index, the UV index. People don't know what exists, let alone what it means, how important it is. Now, if you scroll down the right side, we have a backup. It was down for a while. I don't know how these things get taken off my website. There's a blue tile down there just to the bottom, just below the domes, and just to the right of a little bit down to the right from the John B. Wells Operation Classified tile, which takes up a bunch of space there. A blue tile that says EPI EnviroFacts. So you can put your zip code in there if you're in the U.S. I haven't tried anything else. Let's just see if London comes up on here. London, England. Since it's not part of the United States, it may not come up. I don't know. I haven't tried something like this before. And it's doing its thing. Should be coming up here. Well, it went to Eastport, Maine. I guess as far east as they would go, I guess. Where the ultraviolet index in Eastport, Maine today will be an 8. Now here's the scale goes past 11. I think it goes to 15. Low is up to 2. Moderate is 3 to 5. High is 6 to 7. Very high, 8 to 10. Extreme, 11 plus. Let's just kick on very high and see what they're... Well, they're not really giving you anything here of any consequence. Let's see. Okay. Okay, they don't have to do anything. You just scroll down a little bit. For this is once again for Eastport, Maine. Radiation from the sun is expected to be unusually intense. EPA strongly recommends you take the following steps to reduce the risk of overexposure. First, be mindful that ultraviolet radiation is highest from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Protect yourself accordingly. Next, cover up by wearing a wide-brimmed hat, ultraviolet protective lens, sunglasses, and long sleeves. Next, generously apply broad-spectrum sunscreen with UVA and UVB, that's Uniform Victor Bravo Protection, and SPF, that's Sierra Papa Foxtrot, of at least 30 to exposed skin. Reapply every 2 hours. Next, use extra caution near water, snow, and sand as they reflect damaging ultraviolet rays. And last but not least, whenever possible, seek shade in the midday hours. Okay. Once you get to 8 and above, the sun will burn you through your shirt. It will. It will burn you through your shirt. This is serious stuff. I know quite a few men. I can't think of any women offhand, but I have a number of my neighbor men and friends, gentlemen I know and are personally acquainted with, who have had and continue to have skin cancer, which is almost without a doubt due to exposure to ultraviolet radiation. As I said at the beginning, almost nobody knows about this. Almost no one. Now, the original ultraviolet index went from 2, I guess it start 2 is the lowest, to 10 being the highest. Now it goes to 11 plus. And I think it goes to 15. Let's see how high it goes here. I believe it goes to 15. It's not giving me a quick answer here. Now, Amazon, I just mentioned Amazon because I'm familiar with it. There's now being manufactured and sold special clothing, hats, shirts, trousers, that are specifically designed to protect against ultraviolet radiation. Personally, I haven't bought any of these items. When I'm working outside, I wear a wide-brim straw hat that's well-vented. I wear old dress shirts, light-colored, cotton, long-sleeve dress shirts. I wear gloves, which I wear gloves anyway when I work to protect my hands. And usually some kind of long regular trousers. that cover my legs. And it doesn't matter how hot it is. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When I was young and dumb, I made fun of Mexicans working in the field, all covered up with those long pure cotton shirts and trousers and wide brim hats, or sombreros, as they call them. Turns out I was the dummy. The Mexicans out there working in the long sleeve, pure cotton shirts and long trousers, pure cotton, white, and the wide brim sombreros, they were the smart ones, not John Moore. They were the smart ones. And if you look at most indigenous peoples around the planet, you'll find they do the same thing. The Vietnamese peasants, their traditional clothing for working out in the fields are black silk pajamas, called pajamas because they have so loose fitting, long sleeves and trousers, not shorts, and these wide brim conical shaped straw hats that they wear. They're the smart ones. In fact, I've noticed many Vietnamese women, when they're shopping or walking about town, they'll carry an umbrella as extra protection against the sun. When I first saw that, I thought, man, this is strange. It reminds me of photographs I've seen of American women in the 19th century, in the early part of the 20th century, carrying what's called parasols, umbrellas. A parasol is another word for an umbrella. I guess there's a difference. A parasol may be only meant to protect from ultraviolet, not protect from rain. But that it's common to see photographs of Western women, both in Europe and the United States, I'd say before World War II, 1910s, out in public carrying a parasol to protect them from the ultraviolet. A friend of mine, they have a family photograph in their home. It looks it's about, I would say, 10 men and 10 women, couples, taken probably around 1900. It could have been 1890, could have been 1910, but I'm guessing around 1900. And the men, without exception, the men all have rather dark complexions from being suntan and being out in the sun a lot. And the women, without exception, were all very pale. These are all Caucasians, by the way. The women were all very pale. And I know my grandmother, both my grandmothers, a woman being pale was a matter of pride, a matter of class as much as anything else, because upper-class women didn't have to be out in the sun all the time like the men did. So they were pale, and that was looked at as a class distinction and another layer of beauty for women back then, around 1900, 19-teens. I'm not sure when that changed. I'm going to guess probably the 1930s. I don't know. But getting back to ultraviolet, this is important stuff. Now, there's some documentation that commercial sunblock is carcinogenic. I don't have the details on it. I'm not aware of other ways that are healthy to protect you. I would go to something I really, quite frankly, have not looked into. I wouldn't talk to a medical doctor, a nutritionist, or a chiropractor. The owner of a health food store might be a good person to talk to. They would probably inventory and have for sale a healthy sunblock to protect your skin that would not be carcinogenic. If we have a listener that knows about this and knows what would be a healthy sunblock, either a homemade concoction or something over the counter somebody could purchase, give us a call at 800-313-9443. One of my neighbors, he's a cattle rancher. He's outside a lot, never covers up his arms. He's had multiple skin cancers cut off his arms and his face, both. Multiple. I couldn't even tell you how many. Maybe a dozen or more. And he says, "Oh, John, it's genetic." And I said, I say, Robert, I don't think so. It's ultraviolet exposure is why you're getting all these skin cancers. Another friend of mine, he had this horrific-looking skin cancer on the right side of his head, right where his temple is. It at the worst part of it, it was about the size of a silver dollar, and it was basically an open wound the size of a silver dollar. He used alternative therapies, including apricot kernels, to treat this and topical treatments. I'm not sure if he used a black salve or not. But it's all healed up without any help from medical science. And his side of his head looks quite normal now. But we have a lot of people listening. And if you're one of those people that happens to know of a healthy way, a healthy product, skincare, ultraviolet sunblock that somebody can buy, that would be a good thing to know for all of us. I specifically, I don't use sunblock. I just cover up, and I use my wide-brim hat, my long-sleeve shirt, my gloves, and I'm out a lot, riding my motorcycle and working around the ranch. Not as much as some of these ranchers, but I'm out quite a bit, and I maintain a pretty healthy tan, but I don't use sunblock. So that's something I simply don't do. I had a chance to look at some of Fox News this morning, and what I saw was basically what I regard as silliness, a lot of consternation and discussion about what Roseanne Barr tweeted several times earlier this week, costing her big time, several millions of dollars apparently, and coverage on Kim Kardashian going to the White House to make an appeal for was being called prison reform. Well, she's not looking for prison reform. She's looking to reform our judicial system, where a woman was arrested and charged with several drug-related crimes and received a life sentence. I don't know the details of what she was involved with, but that's not prison reform. That's reform of our judiciary, which is an entirely different matter. The prison system has nothing to do with the judiciary. All the prison system does is carry out the will of the judiciary. That's what the prison system does. So don't blame the prisons. The prisons have no choice but do what's ordered by the judiciary. Something I'm fairly knowledgeable of, since I investigated my first homicide the fall of 1973, I've worked with hundreds, literally many hundreds of men and women charged with everything from minor crimes to first-degree murder and everything in between. And I've been to dozens of city jails, state prisons, and federal prisons to interview clients and to interview witnesses both. And I've seen the changes over the decades of reform of the living conditions. There's still a lot to be done, but compared to the way it was 45 years ago, there's been dramatic improvements, absolutely dramatic compared to the way it was 45 years ago. 45 years ago, there was, and even more recently, we had jails from not the 20th century. We had jails from the 19th century, built before 1900, from the 19th century, that were still in operation. And one in particular in Ironton, Missouri, was basically a stone blockhouse built with granite quarries nearby. Out of these massive blocks of stone with iron bars, it was something out of the Middle Ages. Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of May, the last day of May. How about that? I did some a quick search here at naturalnews.com. It looks like you should be getting a skin moisturizer that's organic. That's important. You may want to mix in some zinc or titanium oxide with it to make your own sunblock. That would be smart. I would avoid over-the-counter sunblock because most of them have what's called parabens in them, which are carcinogenic. You really don't need to add anything to your carcinogenic exposure. You really don't. But it's important that you do the right thing to protect yourself from ultraviolet and protect yourself from getting skin cancer. Having skin cancer is dangerous. It can lead to much more serious forms of cancer if not taken care of properly. Having these things burned off your arms, your hands, your face is going to leave some scarring, most likely leave some scarring. You don't need that or want that, do you? Along with ultraviolet, of course, is the heat itself. And you need to make sure you stay properly hydrated. This is important. The U.S. Marines in Vietnam attempted something that was a massive, complete failure. They called it water discipline. Somebody got the brilliant idea that because American Marines were so tough that they could survive exposure to the tropical heat and sun with less water than a normal human being needs, with their water discipline, that they, as they were calling it. Well, Marines may be tough, they may be athletic, but they're still human beings, and they still need to be hydrated. And that program ended up an absolute disaster, with many Marines suffering heat prostration, heat stroke, and so forth, because they weren't properly hydrated. I don't care how tough you are. You could be an 18 or 19-year-old Marine and tough as nails, but you still need to be properly hydrated, and being tough can't and won't change that. Now, here's what I do. You can do whatever works for you. I take a quart of nice, clean, Berkey-filtered water, and I put 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt. The best is Himalayan pink sea salt, but any sea salt is good. 1/4 teaspoon per quart. Now, that small amount of sea salt does not give the water a salty taste. It kind of gives it a smooth taste, in my opinion, but it definitely, in my opinion, also is not salty. Now, different people are going to have different taste buds, but that's my taste buds. And the purpose of the sea salt is to help keep your electrolytes in balance. That's, you get your electrolytes get out of balance, you're going to be in big trouble. You get dehydrated, you're going to be in big trouble, leading to heat prostration, sunstroke. I came close. I was at the beginning of symptoms of heat prostration. I was on an assignment. I was really hot and really sweating and moving along through the bush with my camouflage and my equipment. When all of a sudden I cooled down very rapidly for no apparent reason. Knowing the signs of heat stroke, I knew that I was in trouble. And I just said to myself, John, this assignment, this day is finished. I took off my equipment and sat down in the shade and took a drink of clean, cool water I had with me and just sat there until I started feeling normal again. And then I walked my way back to my vehicle and left the area. It's a scary thing. Luckily, I knew the signs because I'd had first aid training. I knew the signs of heat prostration, sunstroke. I recognized them. I acted immediately, and I did not get into full-fledged sunstroke heat exhaustion, which typically requires hospitalization and a several days recovery time. If a person has underlying health issues, if they're morbidly obese, for example, a morbidly obese is somebody that has 100 pounds or more weight above their normal weight, or heart condition, or some other underlying things, heat stroke, heat prostration, sunstroke can kill them. It can. It can be a cause of death. It can give you a heart attack and you can die. Now, at the time when I went through that heat prostration thing, I was probably, 35, 40 years old, tough young man. But even a tough young man can get heat prostration, can get sunstroke. I don't care how tough you are or how smart you are. Being smart has nothing to do with it. Being tough has nothing to do with it. It can take down the toughest man or woman. We're going to bottom the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Burr. He'll talk about our favorite product, the Energy Cleaner, in a few minutes here. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of May, last day of May. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We take these 24 minutes to talk about my favorite product and hundreds of you listening, your favorite product, called the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We start these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Outstanding. Well, sir, we're scheduled to draw a postcard this morning, and I was going through the postcards in my postcard envelope, and it turns out everyone there was a duplicate of somebody that's already had a postcard drawn. So we will not have a drawing this week, which means there's opportunities out there, ladies and gentlemen. There's opportunities to get a postcard in here and have a chance to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $275. $285. which is a great discount. You also have the opportunity to get a mattress pad 10% off. And here's the bonus. Republic Broadcasting gets $200 of that sale price. It goes straight to Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser that is sponsored by Tom Berryhill. We're into the second year of it here. And I know Mr. Stapmiller appreciates it. All the guys and gals at Republic Broadcasting appreciate it. So here's what you do. Fill out a postcard. Get it in the mail. The details are right there at my website. My website, of course, is the energy is thelibertyman.com. And just scroll down there, and you'll see an orange sticker. It says $70 off energy cleaners. Learn how to qualify for this discount. Click here. So just do that. Get those postcards in. And we'll have a drawing next week since we're taking off this week. And the postcard I draw, be sure you put your name, your address, your telephone, and your email address on the postcard so that we can get in touch with you. Okay, Tom, we had good news for my wife, Dr. Moore. The doctor that she consults with says she's now strong enough to tolerate all 9 batteries in the 2 energy clinics we've got set up. We've got one set up for the bed and one set up for the wheelchair that I wheel her around in. And now they both have full-strength energy cleaner signals going out. And that's a good thing, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it really is, John. And, you know, when I visited with you and your wife about a month ago, I thought she looked real good. She was doing fine. I hope she's feeling better. And I know if she keeps working with that energy cleaner, it should help quite a bit. I sure
well,
hope so.
We're doing multiple things, and we've had a lot of people helped using energy cleaner for all kinds of things. And I need to remind myself that this is radio. We have people listening today that never heard me, never heard of the energy cleaner. So let's start from the beginning. The energy cleaner is a healing device. It puts out a healing electrostatic signal. Been around for about 20 years or so, give or take a little bit. Tom Berryhill's been the manufacturer of it. This is his 18th year being the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. It's about the size of a cigar box, a black plastic box. It takes 9 Diaz and Delta, 9 D-cell batteries. Electronics inside put out a healing electrostatic signal. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dial, simply one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, and one place to plug in one wire. That's it. It's as simple as a brick. So that wire can be attached to the mattress pads that I fabricate and sell. Most people these days are getting their mattress pad with their energy cleaner right there at the get-go. Or you can fabricate your own mattress pad out of loom screen wire, which is does work for a while until it starts breaking apart and scratching in the middle of the night. That will work for a while. That electrostatic signal goes to every cell of your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. Now, for some people that are too sensitive or too fragile, they can only handle 3 of the 9 batteries. That's where we started out with my wife, with only 3 batteries to have a reduced signal, which also reduces the detoxification that's going on. If you detox too fast, too much too fast, you'll get what's called a Herxheimer effect, which is gives you flu-like symptoms because the toxins being dumped into your body are too much to tolerate without making you feel sick with flu-like symptoms. For a fairly healthy person, just go ahead and put all 9 batteries in. I use all 9 batteries in my energy cleaner that I use. That signal goes to your, like I said, every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing fresh nutrition, and we focus on 2 things. Pain mitigation, number one. The pain could be from arthritis, joint pain, back pain. It doesn't matter the source of the pain. The energy cleaner will help mitigate the pain. That's what the energy cleaner will do. The second thing we focus on is getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. If you can't sleep, you can't heal. So the energy cleaner will help you get that good night's sleep. So the most popular method to use the energy cleaner is using the mattress pad that I sell, and just simply sleep on it 8 hours a night. That's great. It helps a lot. If you have a chronic condition and have access to either a bathtub or a hot tub or both, here's what you do. With a hot tub, you turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. That way you can tolerate being in there an hour, because typical hot tub temperature is about 115, and most people are in there about 15 minutes, and they say, I'm out of here. They can't tolerate that any longer. But at 98 degrees, you can easily sit in there an hour and be very comfortable. Or with a bathtub, just fill up the tub with comfortably warm water. You take the cord that comes with the energy cleaner. You plug the cord into the energy cleaner. You take the alligator clip on the other end, attach a metal spoon to it, and place that spoon in the water while you're keeping the energy cleaner nice and dry off to the side. And just sit in there until the water cools down, or you can keep adding water if it's cooling down, and spend up to an hour in there. Typically, water in a bathtub will start cooling down in about 20 minutes or so, depending on how hot it starts. Very effective. You're literally, when you're in that bathtub or that hot tub, up to your chin in water, you're literally immersing your entire body in that healing electrostatic signal. Now you might say, well, John, how does this thing work? Well, here's how it works. And this is kind of a layman's interpretation. First of all, let's look at how pain meds work. Pain meds, pain medications, prescription pains, and over-the-counter pain meds, they act as a blocking mechanism, blocking the signal getting from the source of the pain. It could be arthritis in your knee, for example, getting from that knee to the brain. That's how pain medications work. The energy cleaner doesn't do that. What it does is go to the source of the pain and heal the source of the pain. That's how the energy cleaner works. Now, I've been working with Tom now. This is year number 8 for me selling energy cleaners. It's a lot of fun helping people get their lives back. At this point, I've helped several thousand people get their lives back. When you're selling as many of these things as I do, you're helping thousands of people get their lives back. It's very satisfying work. Very satisfying. Most of these people will never hear from again. They got their life back, and the last thing they want to do is send an email or a letter to John Moore and tell him how wonderful it is. And I do get some of these letters and emails, and it's very inspiring to help me, keep me motivated to keep doing this. The people get their lives back, and they go back to doing the things they love to do. It may be work. It may be play. It may be golfing or hunting or fishing, boating, skiing. It doesn't matter. They go back to the things they enjoy doing and never look back. And it's very gratifying, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it really is, John. And, you know, I want to tell a quick story about a lady that used the energy cleaner, and you reminded me of this when you were talking about the UV index. John, this was a local woman about 30 miles north of me, and she would lay out in the sun a lot, took in a lot of sun, very attractive lady and in her 40s, and she knew another lady that I knew, a woman that lived about 40 miles east of our location here, and this was an older woman that used to babysit for this lady when she was a little child. And so this older woman called me one day, and her and her husband both were on the phone, and they were asking me if I thought the energy cleaner might help with severe headaches. And I asked what the situation was, and they said, well, it's this woman named Kathy who used to come to her house as a child, and she would babysit for her. And I asked, what's the source of the headaches? Do they know? She goes, yeah, they found out that she had a small melanoma that they thought she got from laying out in the sun. It was on her scalp. And, John, that thing went all the way, that little tiny little spot. She showed me where it was, and they had cut it out. And anyway, they really disfigured this woman. It was really a shame, but they found out that melanoma had gone through her skull and turned into several brain tumors. I think it was three, maybe four. Could have even been five. I don't remember. This was about 12 years ago, something like that, 12, 13 years ago. And anyway, these tumors were pretty bad, and they couldn't really operate on them, and they were growing, getting larger. And one of the tumors was pressing so hard on the optic nerve, I think it was her right eye, if I remember right, it pushed her eye in and made her cross-eyed and also cut off her vision. She could detect light through that eye, but she really couldn't read or see well enough to drive a car or anything. Anyway, so she met with me and the woman that would babysit her when she was a child. We sat down at a restaurant and talked about the energy cleaner. They were hoping it would help her with the headaches. All they wanted was to get rid of the pain with the headaches. So she purchased the machine right then and there, and she told me she had constant headaches, headaches every single day and night, all the time she had a headache. And she was just in pain constantly, couldn't really sleep very well. But she started using the energy cleaner, and then I got a report the next day from the lady that was trying to help her, and she said, you know, she got her first night's sleep with absolutely no headache, and she felt so much better. Well, this went on, and several days later, they maybe about a week later, contacted me again to report that she started seeing more light out of that eye, and her eye was straightening out a little bit. Well, she went and had another MRI done about 2 or 3 weeks after that, and they determined that the tumors were shrinking, and her vision came back in that eye, and that eye straightened out. She actually regained her health totally because these tumors just shrank into small little, like a rock. And I remember Lee Kroc, who was the original inventor of the energy cleaner technology, I remember talking to him on the phone about this, and he said, oh, yeah, he said, those things will shrink down to like a small stone. Your body will coat those, what's left of that tumor, will just coat it with a like calcium coating, and it'll just be an inert little knot that's down in there, but it really won't cause any trouble. And it's best to just leave it alone, and that's probably what they'll do. And that's what they did do for a while, because she wouldn't let them do anything else. And she actually got back to normal, went back to work. Everything was fine. But then I've told this story before, John, but so maybe some of your listeners have heard it before. But what happened is that her family, they got together one Christmas. This was 2 years later. I mean, she's back to work, driving her car again. Enjoying good health, felt great. And she, her family was even with her at one of her appointments, and the doctors worked on them. Anyway, they ganged up on her at a Christmas gathering and convinced her that she needed to have the surgeries done. And they wanted to bore holes through her skull and try to get those what was left of those tumors out of there. And she agreed to do it. And I remember telling Lee Kroc about that. And he said, you know, that's how they're going to kill her. He said, she'll be dead in a week. And Lee Kroc was wrong. It took 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. But she did die from that because they did massive amounts of radiation. And then they were going to go in and cut those things out. Anyway, they... I believe personally that they killed her by doing that, but that's what happened. She was able to regain her health, only to die in the end from all that invasion into her brain.
Right. Well,
you know, John, and it just reminded me of her when you talked about the ultraviolet radiation and people lay out in the sun, and that's exactly. How she got that melanoma, and that's from a tiny little spot. She told me it was very, very small. It started out about a pinhead-sized little spot, and it grew from there.
Right.
And that's
right.
Exactly what ended up killing her in the long run.
It is. Yes, we got a caller on hold here. We got Darren in Oregon. Good morning, Darren.
Yeah, good morning, John. I've had an energy cleaner for about 4 years, and when I got it, I was 48 years old. I've been listening to you for, you know, I don't know, probably 7 years, 6 or 7 years, and, you know, the testimony about this thing was, you know, interesting. The gentleman that got shot, you know, and his recovery rate, and, you know, you're 48 years old, you don't think you really need it.
Right.
You know, did I need this device? Not really. But, you know, one thing I noticed when I got it, we set it up and we started out with a screen, and when I would wake up in the morning, my knees were stiff and that kind of thing, and I noticed after a couple weeks, I would wake up in the morning and my knees weren't stiff anymore.
Hold that thought. And we got a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of May. Darren, let's conclude your comments, sir. It's a great story, sir.
Yeah, you know, I being 48 years old, I really didn't need it. But from the testimony I heard on your show over the years, decided to get one. And I really didn't have any ailments. I mean, you're 48 years old, what do you need one for? But, you know, my knees were starting to ache in the morning. And I noticed after about 2 weeks that I'm getting up and I have zero pain in the morning. And my sleep, I was always a pretty good sleeper, but what I noticed with the energy cleaner is I go to sleep quicker, and I sleep deeper, and I feel more refreshed when I get up in the morning. And I guess the only other thing is I love going to consumer trade shows. And you get, you know, you wander around these trade shows, and they've always got these TENS units that, oh, do you have pain? No. And they sometimes look at you a little weird. You don't have any pain? No, I don't have pain issues. So I guess I would say to your listeners out there, if you're 20, 30, 40 years old and you don't think you need it and you don't have any ailments, well, that's great. But do you want to sleep better and sleep deeper? And what I do for a living is relatively stressful, so sometimes it can be difficult to go to sleep. So I guess, you know, if you want a better quality of life, an energy cleaner will certainly give it to you. And you're not going to develop these ailments, you know, as you get older.
Darren, that's great. We appreciate the call, sir. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Thank you, John.
Okay. Energy cleaners for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa to get yourself an energy cleaner. PayPal is wonderful, by the way. They now take payments if you live in the USA. The mattress pads are right there for sale also. The price varies depending on what you get. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, handy travel size is all right there also. You can call my toll-free auto line 24 hours a day in addition to placing your order online. That toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Need to mail a check or a money order? My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. I've got everything in stock, ready for shipment, and just stop procrastinating. Steve Whitman stopped procrastinating. He got himself an energy cleaner, and he gives the energy cleaner myself credit for saving his life when he was shot three times with a 45 caliber pistol. And he got his life back, and as a consequence, he's also become an accomplished author, having published, I believe at this point, about six or eight novels, with another one soon to be published. And Tom, it's a journey, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it is, John, and it's a long journey that we've been traveling all these years and helping people all along the way. And your last caller there just explained what most people should really be considering, even the younger people. If you start early in life and have a proper diet, exercise, and then use the energy cleaner, you will flush the toxins out of your body, and a lot of these problems that do seem to affect people later in life won't ever occur. And they'll live a long, pain-free life and with very little trouble.
Absolutely. That's very true. Tom, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with open lines. Stay tuned, everybody.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.